We're going to be looking at a few sugyas in Shas, mostly, of course, at the end of Masechta Yoma. We're going to be looking at a few Rambams, mostly in the Mishnah Torah, but also in the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam. We're going to be looking at the Sefer HaChinuch in Yirtzeh Hashem. We're going to go back to the Torah itself and try to find sources in the Torah for the Mitzvah of Vidui. We're going to find, to our surprise, that all the sources in the Torah for the Mitzvah of Vidui are dealing with Karban, which means that when a person brings his Karban and he leans his hand on the head of the animal, he's got to recite Vidui. There doesn't seem to be any clear source in the Torah for Vidui for Chet as part of Tshuva. And as far as sources are concerned, we're going to take a look at a Yerushalmi. We're going to take a look at a Tosefta. Mirtzah Hashem, we'll see the Tur, we'll see the Beis Yosef, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah about Tefillah Zaka. And then, to top it off, at the end we'll see two Achronim. One's a Sfaradi, one's an Ashkenazi. One's a Sfaradi from a couple good centuries ago. And that's the Maram Ibn Habib, who lived in Yerushalayim. He wrote a number of different Sfarim. The one we'll look at is called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And then Yibadol Lachayim, Rabbi Yerucham Alshin, the Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood, in the Beis Medrash Gavoa. So those are at least some of the, just to give you some of the source material that we want to cover. I mean, Vidui is really a broad topic. And during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and especially on Erev Yom HaKippurim and Yom HaKippurim, there's a special emphasis on Vidui that goes above and beyond the rest of the year. So that's why I think at this particular moment, Tzom Gedalia, when we're now in the thick of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it would be an appropriate topic to talk about Vidui. So let's take a look at three psukim in the Torah, all of which obligate us in Vidui, but all of which are dealing with Karban. And we'll switch around the order, because we'll start with the most explicit mention of Vidui, and that's in Parshas Naso, with regard to what's called the Asham Me'ilos, which is a carbon, as you know, that's brought for violating the Isur Me'ila. In addition to having to pay Keren V'Chomesh, he has to bring a special carbon Asham, which we read about in the Mishnayos in Zvachim, for those who recite Karbanos on a daily basis. And the Torah says, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, and then it goes on to describe the sin of Me'ila. And then in the very next pasuk it says, "V'hisvadu es chatosam asher asu." It's not enough that they pay up and they return the asham with an additional compensation of 20%. They also have to recite vidui over the karban. So this is very explicit, but again, it's only vidui as far as the karban is concerned. We're going to soon see that Chazal in the Mechilta, they're going to do a real job on us. They're going to, like, fast forward, they're going to take the Daber el Bnei Yisrael and they're going to skip over the whole balance of the pasuk and then just jump to the next pasuk, V'svadu es chatasom asher asu, and they're going to just cut this out of its context and read it as a separate obligation of Vidui. So we'll see that in a minute, but let's first mention two other sources in the Torah for Vidui. One is at the beginning of Vayikra, and here we're talking about a carbon that's brought for Bitui Sfasayim, which means that a person either took a false oath or an unnecessary oath, and the Torah says that he has to bring a carbon for violating the Isur Shvua, and the Torah adds, Visvada Asher Chata Aleh, that when he brings the carbon, this carbon Asham, he recites Vidu. And finally, in Parshas Achrimos, now we're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. Aaron represents the Kohen Gadol for all of history, and V'samach Aaron Eshtei Yodav Al Rosh HaSa'ir Achai, this is the Sa'ir that's going to be sent B'yad Ish Iti Amidbara, the Soya Mishtalech, and the Torah says to the Kohen, Visvadola Veskol Avonos Bnei Yisrael Veskol Pishayim. The Kohen is required to recite Vidui over the carbon soya mishtaleh before it's sent off the precipice in the midbar. What's common to all three sources, all three occasions where the Torah formulates an obligation of vidui, is that we're talking about a carbon. The Sefer HaChinuch, on the other hand, in his codification of the 613 mitzvahs, he writes mitzvahs vidui ala chet. And what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling you is that every time you sin, this is mitzvah shin samach dalet, you have to recite vidui when you're doing tshuva. This is not vidui as part of a carbon, this is vidui as part of tshuva. Let's read the opening paragraph in this very long presentation of the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenetz tavinu lisvados lifnei akel, lifnei Hashem, al kol hachatoim shechatonu bi'eshen nisnachem aleim. Nisnachem meaning when you have a regret, which is called nechama or charata, at that moment you have to recite vidui. Now notice that he says lifnei Hashem. We'll have to think about that. Where else would vidui be? In front of the priest, chas v'shalom? But maybe the emphasis is that it's got to be in front of Hashem. And this is a mitzvah that's counted in the Taryag. It's one of the 613. It's not a mitzvah in karbanos. It's a mitzvah that's part of tshuva. V'zeu inyan ha-vidui sheyomar ha-odam bi'eis ha-tshuva. When a person is doing tshuva, he has to recite ona Hashem. Again, we have to figure out what this ona Hashem is, which again reflects what we said before, lifnei Hashem. Chatosi avisi upashati. Here he's not describing any single sin. He's not isolating a particular sin, but rather categories of sin. One category is called chet, second avon, third is pesha. Chet is shogeg. He was unaware and it was not deliberate. Then we have avon. Avon is deliberate. And finally, the most severe of all levels of sin is pesha, which means mered, where he did it in order to rebel against the Almighty. Then the Sefer HaChinuch adds two words, kein v'chein. What's the kein v'chein? Klomar, he explains himself. She'azkira chet she'asa b'feresh b'piv. It's not enough that he mentions the three categories in a general sense. He's got to be very specific and mention the sin. A lot of us are not aware of what sin we violated, so it's going to be difficult to fulfill this mitzvah. But if we're aware of the sin, then that's what we're required to do, and that's called pirut hachet. Now the Sefer HaChinuch adds another variable, and that is sheyazkir hachifayim v'yivakesh kapara olav, which is basically tefillah, and you should beg Hashem for forgiveness so you can achieve kapara, which means atonement. V'yarech b'dovar kifi mashiyya tzachus l'shono. He should embellish it in accordance with or reflecting his own ability to do so. He has the tzachas lashon, he knows how to express himself, he knows his vocabulary, his diction, he has control of language, he should use all the language skills that he has in order to be marif bidavar, to go into great length. Perhaps going into great length includes the details of the sin, the background to the sin, the atmosphere, the ambiance in which he committed the sin, but maybe it also means going back to the shoresh, the root of the sin, the root cause of the sin. All this is included in Yarech B'Dovah. We'll see this in the Rambam. Even the Rambam is even more outspoken about this. Now, if you fast forward to a paragraph that starts Ulefi in the middle column, he says Ulefi sheba'a mitzvah zu shel vidui im hachiyuv karman. In other words, if you look at the sources in the Torah for the mitzvah vidui, you'll find them always in the context of a karman. Kibo shekosuv b'parshas v'yikra t'tziv sham v'evias hashamo v'gomer. And he could have easily quoted the parasha Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, he could have quoted the parasha Bamidbar, all of which are addressed to karbon. Oh, now Shema Yalav B'Machshava. This is the most important part of Sefer Achinuch. And if the thought will cross your mind, She'ein avidu levado mitzvah ne'atzvo, vidu is not part of the mitzvah of tshuva, as a separate independent mitzvah, el me'advarim anigrorim achra karmon. Vidui is a detail in the mitzvah of karmon. Whenever you have a karmon, you require vidui. But if you're not bringing a karmon, you've sinned and now you want to do tshuva, you don't have to recite vidui. There's no requirement of vidui. Where in the Torah does it say that you require vidui when you do tshuva? And now he says that's why the Mechilta had to come up with a drasha, to prove and establish that vidui is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, it's a separate mitzvah. It's not a prat, it's not a detail or a subcategory of the mitzvah of havas hakarban. The chen amrusham. In case you don't find the Mechilta, says the Sefer Achinuch, I'll quote to you the Mechilta. Yachal, I might think bizman shehem meviim misvadim. When they bring a carbon, they have to recite vidim minayin af bizman shehem meviim. How do you know that you're required to recite vidim even if you're not bringing a carbon? You're just doing tshuva. Shenemar b'nei Yisrael misvadim. He's going back to the first source that we mentioned, where it says davrel b'nei Yisrael. And then in the next pasuk it says misvadim again. What happens to the whole section in the middle? We're talking about karbon, a karbon hasham me'ilos. I don't know how we bracket that. This is Torah Sheval Peh. Then he has another avamina. This is even more mind-boggling. He says, by the way, shakabola ba lidroshken. That's the last few words in the column. I think there's a hodas bal din b'miksas. He's admitting that this is not your classical drasha, a classic drasha where you see something extra in the pasuk and you derive halachas from it. Rather, this is a Kabbalah, there was a transmission, and that's what we were taught. But here's the next topic. Are you ready for this one? I mean, hold on to your chairs. V'adayin o yisi o mesh'ein avidi ela ba'aretz. Now, Rav Osai, help me out over here. Which mitzvahs are limited to Eretz Yisrael? How would you describe them?
Agricultural.
Exactly. A mitzvah tlius b'karka. The last thing I knew, vidui has nothing to do with karka. I mean, again, if you steal someone's karka, maybe you have to recite vidui. I don't know. But vidui is not the... Why does the mechilta have a havamina? You know, even a havamina has to be understood. Very strange. I have a mina that vidui only applies in Eretz Yisrael.
I mean, the mitzvah of korbanos is in Eretz Yisrael. You wouldn't say that that's why it's connected.
Right. But again, we're saying now that there's a separate mitzvah independent of korban.
I understand, but it's connected, even though it's independent.
Right.
Only for
maybe it should be, vidui should only be the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you can't bring a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Below carbon, this is the Sefer Achinuch embellishing the words of the Mechilta. You do have an obligation of vidui without a carbon, independent carbon. You're only obligated this mitzvah Eretz Yisrael. Kisham ikar kapar. Maybe Joe, that's what you were saying, that Sham there in Eretz Yisrael is Ikar HaKapara. Or maybe he's saying something metaphysical about the nature of Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael gives us that close relationship with our friend in heaven, and we can achieve Kapara. Oh, but then he says, like you said, Visham HaKarbanos, the Ikar HaKolba, Minayin HaPagolios. How do we know that even in Golos, outside of the bounds of Eretz Yisrael, Chayv in the midst of Vidui? And now, thank God he adds this, because otherwise I'm giving a shift to you gentlemen in Toronto, and you'll say to me, Rabbi Berzon, why are you giving us a shift about vidui when vidui is a mitzvah that only applies in Eretz Yisrael? But thank God he has a drasha, and based on this drasha, the Mechilta concludes that the mitzvah of vidui applies even in Toronto, Canada.
If you would say also, according to this, that's the only mitzvah of Shmata Mikdash. No karbanos, you can't do it either.
Right, but now he's already established that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of karbon, so it's independent of karbon, but maybe it's dependent on the makom karbon, right? The makom where we bring the karbon, and that's where the ikar kapara of karbonus is. It's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, how does he know that the mitzvah of vidui applies even in chutz laretz, even in galus? Because the pasuk says Avon Avosam, and that's a remez to our father's sins that caused us to be exiled, that brought about the exile from Eretz Yisrael. He has another pasuk by Daniel. Daniel was in Chutz Laretz, and he said Lecha Hashem Atzdokav Alon Avoshes Aponim, and that was Vidui. So Vidui applies even in Chutz Laretz. In the last paragraph on your page, he goes into a little bit of a hashkafa discussion about why Vidui. I mean, if the person did a sincere tshuva, which is an inner experience, why does he have to enunciate it in words? And this paragraph of the Sefer Chinuch is very typical. You'll find this almost in every single mitzvah in Taryag, that you need to express things in words. Until you express things in words, they're up in the sky, maybe they're not solid. Okay, now let's take a look at the Rambam, which is on the flip side of your page. And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs tells us that one of the Taryag mitzvahs is Vidui. Vidui what? On karbon? No. Vidui on chatoim avonos shechatonu lifnei Hashem yisala. The lemar osam imat tshuva, that when we're doing tshuva, we recite a hodas baldin, some sort of confession that this is the sin that we violated, or these are the sins that we violated. That's Vidui. And then again, the same emphasis that we saw in the Sefer HaChinuch, he starts with On Hashem, then he goes on to the three generic categories of sin. And then the Rambam writes, V'yarech ha-mamar v'yavakeish ha-machilo bazeh ha-in l'fitzachos l'shono. He should go beyond just reciting Chatosi avisi pashati v'asisi kach v'kach. He should be marich v'yavakeish ha-machilo, and he should petition God for atonement. After this, he quotes the Mechilta verbatim. And that's what we saw. Fine, that's the Mechilta. Now, the Rambam reformulates the mitzvah of Vidui as a separate independent mitzvah. It's not dependent upon karbon at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. He starts by his introduction to Hilchos Tshuva to tell us what mitzvahs are included in Hilchos Tshuva. Mitzvah sasei achas v'hi sheyoshuv hachotei micheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. It's not enough that he did tshuva. He's got to express it himself. He's got to enunciate it. And he has to recite Vidui. The Rambam in the Pnim says Kesad Misvada, right? So his introduction is any violation of a los hase or a non-compliance with an essay requires tshuva. And here Vidui is indicated as part of the mitzvah of tshuva. Kesad Misvada Omer On Hashem. Okay, it's like the third time we're seeing On Hashem as the introduction to tshuva. Batasi avisi pashati lufanecha v'asisi kach v'kach.
The Rambam, it's interesting. Doesn't the Rambam, it seems like Rabbi Neris pointed out last night, the Rambam seems to say the mitzvah is vidu.
Right, this is the famous Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam says that if he violated an essay or a los hase, then he's chayav in Vidui. The mitzvah is Vidui and not tshuva.
Yeah.
You woke me up. I needed that exciting point. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Now take a look at the Nusach HaVidui of the Rambam. Here he adds a whole new element into the equation. Ketza Misvada, Omer Ona Hashem, Chatosi Avisim Shatvedeva, Sisi Kach Vekach, Hare Nichamti Uboshti B'masai, so I feel regret and shame over my actions. Uli Olam Eini Chozer L'Dover Zeh. The Rambam adds not just Pirud HaChet and the Chama, but also resolution of Kabbalah Ala Asit. That we didn't see in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and we didn't see it in the Mechilta, we didn't see it in the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Rambam wants a vidui with Kabbalah Ala Asit. And he repeats himself in Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva. He speaks about Tshuva, and then he says all these dimensions that I mentioned to you that make up Tshuva require that they be recited Sheteyomer V'Peh. Maya tshuva yasov achote cheto yasir enemy machshavto yigmar believable shol yaseu od. He has to have a gemar libo that he won't go back and do the aver again. That's a resolution on the future. And then at the end of this halacha, tzarch lesvados besvasim velomer yonos elu shegamar believable. Clearly referring to kabbalah ala osid. So the Rambam in his Mishneh Torah is committed to the position that there's a separate mitzvah vidui, call it part of tshuva if you like, but it seems that tshuva must culminate in vidui, and maybe the mitzvah is just vidui and not tshuva, and that the parts to the vidui are three parts, the last of which is kabbalah al ha'asit. Let's take a look on page 3 of the Sugya Yuma. And now we move on to another dimension of vidui. And that is there a special mitzvah vidui on Yom Kippur and on Erev Yom Kippur? Torah Rabbanon. Mitzvah vidui Erev Yom Kippur. And then we'll see about vidui on Yom Kippur. But first of all, we're talking about the mitzvah vidui on Erev Yom Kippur. And it says Im Chashecha. Now what does Im Chashecha mean? It could be one of two things. It could be before it gets dark, or it could be after it gets dark. Well, he's talking about Erev Yom HaKippur. So it would seem that Erev Yom HaKippur is before it gets dark. So why is there a separate mitzvah vidui at Erev Yom Kippur? Later on we'll see that the Chachamim established a different vidui, that's before you eat, the Suda Mafsekes. That vidui is because of Shemati Tarv Daito Besudoso. That's already a whole different issue. But before we get to that part of the Brisa, the Brisa is establishing a mitzvah vidui, Erev Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha. Im Chashecha means it's about to get dark, but it's not dark yet. Right? I think it says in the Mishnah, check me out in this. If you have a sitter, you can look it up in Bamei Madlikin. I think it says, Shlosh Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar B'Sof Beiso Im Chashech, I think. Anyway, Im Chashech means before it gets dark. So why is there a mitzvah vidui on Erev Yom Kippur before it gets dark? So Rashi pulls a fast one. Take a look at Rashi. Im Chashecha, it's about 10 lines down from the top. Li'achar achila, because again, before achila is already a mitzvah derabbanon. We're talking li'achar achila. Mishekibel all of Yom HaKippurim. It's not after Tzeis HaKochalim, but he already accepted upon himself Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So for him, it's already Yom Kippur. And if it's Yom Kippur, he's chayim in vidui. Erev Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah vidui. But the Chachamim require vidui. That's why Rashi learns this sugya. Omru Chachamim yisvade kodim shiyochal. He should recite vidui on Erev Yom Kippur before Achila, because, you know what? He might not survive. Well, I shouldn't say he won't survive. It says Shema titarv daito b'su'uda. Rashi says machmas shichrus. You know the story about Rav Levi Yitzchak on Leil Yom Kippur. On Kol Nidre night, he used to run around from one synagogue to the other. And what did he do? He walked into the shul And he went like this. He looked underneath the table. So they said to him, "What are you doing? Why are you looking under the table? Did you lose something?" He says, "I'm looking to see if anyone's rolling drunk." Imagine if the goyim had a mitzvah to drink, how many people would be underneath the table on that night? And he said he couldn't find the Jew that was drunk. Rashi's worried about a Jew getting drunk in the Suda. I don't think he means total shikras, but maybe he won't be totally lucid and he won't be able to recite Vidui. So the Chachamim required a Vidui before the Suda. I personally, this is not for publication, but I don't drink anything at the Suda. I mean, anything alcoholic. I don't know about you gentlemen, but I know that in your neck of the woods that's an issue about, you know, about drinking too much whiskey. But we don't usually have whiskey at the Suda Mafsekas, do we? No, we don't have whiskey at the Suda Mafsekas. But apparently Rashi said they had a good schnapps at the Suda Mafsekas.
Really, it's got to do with, because they always had wine. That's what they drank as their.
Rashi himself was a wine producer. So, well, Rashi was worried about the wine that they drank at the Suda Mafsekas. I don't drink wine at the Suda Mafsekas, but you know, you want to drink wine, that's great. If that's like, you know, it's a staple and it enhances your meal, why shouldn't you drink wine? But you might get carried away.
Well, maybe also to contrast the Suda Mafsekas for Yom Kippur to the Suda Mafsekas for Tisha B'Av, where you can't drink wine.
Well, maybe it means he wants to calm down his nervous tension over Yom Kippur. I don't know. But anyway, he's drinking wine. Rashi says he might not be able to recite Vidui, so he better recite Vidui before the Suda Mafsekas. By the way, this Gemara goes on to establish that Vidui is a requirement after he finishes his Suda, and not only that, even if he recites Vidui Arvis, he has to recite another Vidui Shacharis in the morning of Yom Kippur, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, over and over again. And the Brisa goes on to say, where does he place his Vidui? He should attach it to his Tefillah before he takes his three steps backwards. The Shliach Tzibur has to integrate the Vidui into the very fabric of the Shmon Esrei. And then the Gemara gives various petitions and prayers that were formulated by a variety of different Amoraim, asking Hashem for Mechila. At the bottom of this Gemara, at least the part of the Gemara that's on the page, it says that the basic nusach of Vidui is Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Simply the word Chatanu. We have a whole thing about Chet, Avon, Pesha, and then Pirda Chet, and then Kabbalah Lassin. But the real nitty gritty Vidui is Aval Anachnu Chatanu. We have a different nusach, Aval Anachnu Vavosenu Chatanu, which needs a lot of explanation, but not for now. Now, if you look in the Yerushalmi, on the same sugya, in the 8th parak of Yuma, you'll see a slight variation in the text. It says, Mitzvah Savidui, Erev Yom Kippur, Mechashecha, Ad Shalom Nishtaka. Sounds like Chashecha means during the day of Erev Yom Kippur, before the sun sets. He leaves out the words Aval Amru Chachamim. Sounds like he's dealing with the Doraisa. And this mitzvah Doraisa is to be fulfilled on Erev Yom HaKippur. Now, before we see the Ramban on page 4, just fast forward to give you a little bit of a background to page 8. And I mentioned that when we started the Shia today, that we were hoping to learn a piece in a Sefer called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, which is authored by the Maram Ibn Habib. And he quotes this Rashi that the mitzvah of Vidui of Erev Yom Kippur Chashecha is after he eats his Suda and he accepted upon himself Yom HaKippurim, and he adds Vadavar Barur. It's clear to me, he says, De Rashi Bo Lafuki Pirish Ramban. So let's keep the Maram Ibn Habib available and let's see what Ramban he has in mind. The Ramban you'll see on the bottom of page 4. The Ramban quotes Rashi, but he's not happy with Rashi. The Ramban believes that there's a mitzvah vidui before Yom HaKippurim, right before he enters into the Yom HaKadosh. Not the way Rashi says it, it's already Yom Kippur because he accepted upon himself Yom Kippur. No, says the Ramban. It's not Yom Kippur yet, but there's a mitzvah vidui. And we're not talking about the rabbinic vidui, which is an earlier vidui before the Suda. We're talking about the vidui right before Yom Kippur. It's like Mishach HaShech. It's already getting dark. You know, when on a normal Friday night, he would say to his wife, "Did you light the candles? You know, were they mafresh the masers? And did they set up the Eruv?" It's right before Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, and yet it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Wow. I mean, Rashi was hard-pressed to say that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa before Yom Kippur. So Rashi said, Mishakibel olav, he already accepted upon himself Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Not so in the Ramban. The Ramban saying it's not because, it's not at a moment that he accepted upon himself Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. At that moment going into Yom Kippur, but before Yom Kippur, he has to recite Vidui, and that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And why, says the Ramban, he should go, enter into the day, the holy day of Yom Kippur, b'tshuva, in a state of tshuva, im chashecha, samach liyom atzmo, before the day itself. And now if we go back to the Maram Ibn Habib, again on your page 8, the Maram is perplexed by this Ramban, because what is the source for this vidui? And does anybody fulfill this mitzvah vidui Erev Yom Kippur? Right before we enter into Yom Kippur? And he quotes the Beis Yosef who says, Sha'olam lo nagu k'Ramban. We did not accept the Ramban. And on that he comments, Omnom po b'Yushalayim, let the Beis Yosef talk about Sfat. But I'm going to tell you about Yushalayim here, Yushalayim tibonim and tikonim, nagim, we have a minute kodem, she is spal arvis, before he recites arvis on Leil Yom HaKippurim, omrim kol hakol bakoshas, lecha elai tshukasi. And in that long capital called Lechab Elai Chukasi, Yeshba Vidui, there is a Vidui that's incorporated into that the text of that Bakasha. And why do we recite that Bakasha with a Vidui? Latzeis Yidei Chovas Ramban, because Ramban requires a Vidui before we enter into Yom HaKippurim. And the Kashali, I don't understand this whole Ramban. So she's father Kodim Shikabal of Yom HaKippurim, who Vidui Sheino Samach L'Tfila. Every Vidui is attached to a Tfila. Heichan, Ashkechan, where do we find she's father Beli Tfila? And where's the source for this Ramban? So we have now Machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban, whether there's a mitzvah Vidui on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Rashi says it's only after you accepted Yom HaKippurim, and that's Im Chashecha, Mishakibel of Yom HaKippurim. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah of Vidui on Erev Yom HaKippurim. And the Ramban identifies this as part of the mitzvah of Tshuva. Kidei Sheikoneis Layom B'Tshuva. You should enter into the day in a state of Tshuva. Now there's an amazing comment here in the Mishnah Berurah, which again you'll see on page 8. The Mishnah Berurah says that how do we fulfill the Ramban? And how and where do we recite Vidui before it gets dark? Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sha'omrim Oz Tfila Zaka. Rabbi Sai, when should we be reciting Tfila Zaka and why? Before Yom Kippur. And why? Because of the Ramban Shita that there's a Chiyuv Vidui before Yom Kippur. And in the capital, which is called Tfila Zaka, authored by the Chayodom from Danzig, there is Vidui. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we should be reciting Tfila Zaka to fulfill the Shita of the Ramban. Not, again, we don't have the Sephardic piyut, which is called Lecha Elai Shukasi, but we do have is the Tfila Zaka. Kidei Lekayim Al Yidei HaTfila Zaka Es Mitzvah HaVidui. And in the Tarantonian commentary on the Mishnah Berurah, which is called the Dirshu, he says that Reb Shlomo Zalman, wait a minute, I'm sorry, he speaks about Rabbi Yosef Hil Yashiv, says that we should be reciting the Vidui of Tfilah Zaka B'Amida. Vidui requires Amida. And if the Mishnah Berurah is right, that Tfilah Zaka is our fulfillment of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa of the Ramban's Vidui of Yom Kippur, we should be reciting it in a standing position. I have never encountered anyone, maybe you have, that recites Tfilah Zaka B'Amida. And Rabbi Yosef based himself on a comment of the Pri Chadash with regard to Lecha Elai Chukasi, which has a Vidui in the Sfarad, didn't recite that, and they do it in a standing position. Rabbi Chaim Konevsky goes a step further. He says, in order to fulfill the Ramban Shita, we should be reciting Hashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu right before Tfilah Zaka, before night time. And I presume that the reason why Reb Chaim wants Amida is because Vidui has to be recited by Amida. In fact, Rabbi Yosef encourages the lady folk to recite Tfilah Zaka because they're obligated no less than we are, according to Ramban's Shita, in Vidui before Yom Kippur. Of course, there's certain paragraphs they better skip because it's about Hotzazer al-Vatola. But other than that, let the women have fun. Now, how many women do you know that recite Tfilah Zaka? I don't know of too many. What time is it?
10:02.
Oh. Wait a minute. Did I go over time?
No.
Oh, okay. I got nervous here. You know, when I see Joe getting up, I start thinking, oh no, what did I... If Farkochen, you know, I got to... So anyway, we have this big push here for Tfilah Zaka in order to fulfill the Shita of Ramban that Vidui is required before we enter into Yom Kippur. But our meaning is to sit during Vidui. So it's a bit strange. According to Rav Shalom Yosef El Yashiv, we should be standing during Vidui and during Tfilah Zaka. So Rav Chaim Konevsky says, recite an Hashamnu B'Amida before Tfilah Zaka. Okay. But we still have the other question of Maram ben Ibn Khabib. Even if you're going to recite Tfilah Zaka B'Amida, but it's not within the framework of Tfilah, it's not an addendum, a tag on to Shmon Esrei. Where do we find Heicha Ashkechan Shisvada B'Li Tfilah? Where is the source for a Vidui without a framework of tefillah? Now, if you look on page 7, you'll see that the Mechaber in Siman Tov Reish Zayin says Tzorach L'Svaylos Mi'umad. We need Vidui in a standing position, and that's what we discussed as far as Tfilah Zaka is concerned. Now, as far as this introductory phrase that introduces vidui, which is called ana, on Hashem, this you'll see on page 5 in the Mishnah in the third parak of Yuma that refers to the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol recites vidui over the Sarah Mishtaleach, he starts by saying ana Hashem. Now the Rambam, as we saw in Hilchos Tshuva, takes this from the Mishnah and applies it to vidui in general, not just to vidui of the Kohen Gadol over the Sarah Mishtaleach, but every vidui requires that we open up with the words on Hashem. The Minchas Chinuch asks the following question. You'll see this on the bottom of the right column in this section called Minchas Chinuch. He writes, Ach be'emes sham, if the source for the Rambam of Ono Hashem is the Sugya, the Mishnah in the third parak of Yuma, sham mayri b'kohen gadol shemisvad al atzmo u'b'nei beiso. Maybe when the Kohen Gadol is reciting vidui on behalf of the community, then the Torah requires that he recite on Hashem. Aval bevidui yachid, when I'm reciting my own personal vidui, not like the Kohen Gadol on behalf of Klal Yisrael, shemisvada v'shas tshuva, that he recites vidui when he does tshuva, eino muchach t'tzarf loma b'ana o b'shem. The Rambam has no valid source for the ruling that every single tshuva requires a vidui that starts with ana Hashem. My individual vidui is not like the vidui of the Kohen Gadol. Now, what else does vidui require? We mentioned that vidui requires that he mention the categories of sin, pirud achet, the specific sin, the fact that he was embarrassed and humiliated by the sin, and he wants to do tshuva, he regrets it, and he resolves for the future never to repeat that sin. We learned that vidui might be a special chiyuv on Erev Yom Kippur, in addition to the whole year round during tshuva. We mentioned that vidui has to be ba'amida. These are the various points that we've made about vidui up till now. Rambam requires kabbal liyos. Fine. As far as the nusach ha-vidui is concerned, we have a nusach ha-vidui that starts with on Hashem, which appears in the Mishnah in Yuma with regard to the Nusach of the Kohen Gadol when he recited vidui over the Sayer. And the Minchas Chinuch is bewildered because we don't find any source for Ana Hashem regarding the vidui of a Yachid. Now let's ask the following question. Does vidui require Pirut HaChet? We saw the answer is yes in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaChinuch. But in the Gemara itself, it's a machlokas tanoim. So if you're looking on the bottom of your page 5, the Gemara in Yoma on Daf Pei Vavam in Beis records a machlokas regarding Pirut HaChet. So the first opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, one of the great tanoim who was killed al Kiddush Hashem. And he says, Tzarech lifrod es hachet. He's going to quote a pasuk to prove that you require mentioning that specific sin. You can't just say chatasi, etc. Shenemar, ona Hashem, ona chata ha'am hazeh, chata'a gedola, vayasu lehem elohezov, etc., etc. That's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and he derives it from a pasuk, Chatasi, Ha'am Chata, and they did it a Chet Ha'egel. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer, on the contrary, we don't want to be Mefarit HaChet. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ashrei lisoi pesha kisui chato." We should cover our sins. We should conceal them rather than reveal them. So we have a machlokas where the vidui needs pirud achet. What is this machlokas all about? So Tosus and Gittin, which you'll see on the bottom of your page 5, suggests that the machlokas here is about whether we require in vidui a certain element of tshuva. What is that special element of tshuva? That's called busha. That he has to feel humiliated when he recites vidui. And the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava requiring pirud achet is mipnei abusha. You'll see his three lines up before the end of your page. Now I'm not sure what Rabbi Akiva says. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds there is an element of busha in tshuva, but it's not critical. You know, it's not an integral part of vidui. Rav Yehuda ben Bava wants to get that to that level of busha, and therefore he requires pirud achet. Now, where's the pirud achet in our vidui? So for this, you want to turn to the Torah, which is on your page 6 in Tafrei Zion. The Torah says, Uba Ashkenaz, it's about 5 lines down, Nagim Lomar Al Chet Al Seder Aleph Beta. So the Torah verifies that in Ashkenaz there was an Aleph Beta. What's Aleph Beta? That's our Al Chet. Our Al Chet goes through the Aleph base. It could be he's referring to Hashem the Bagad. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I'm pretty sure he's not referring to Hashem the Bagad, because look at the next three words. He says, "Umefartin boach atoil." In other words, the Torah is very insistent within the context of Ashkenaz to fulfill the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava requiring pirud achet. However, he quotes at the end of this paragraph that Rabbi Akiva holds ein tzarch lefarid achet, and then he writes v'hilchasa kidvara. Hence, it's only a minhag in Ashkenaz to recite the alchet, but the alchet is not required. And then he requires that the vidui be recited by mida, and that we spoke about before. So how do we paskin in this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Akiva? Says the Beis Yosef, you'll see it on the bottom right, le'inyan halacha, the Rif, the Rosh, and many other poskim accepted Rabbi Akiva. V'hachi naktinon. Let's underline those two words. Hachi naktinon. So basically, we only require Chatasi or Chatasi Avisi Pashati. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that he might have to recite vidui in many, many different languages with many, many different pirud achets. Now, our minhag in Ashkenaz is to recite the alchet. Apparently, we reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But the Sfaradim, according to Beis Yosef, they leave out this long Aleph Bet of Vidui because they hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that there's no requirement of Pirud Achet. The Beis Yosef goes on to say, Mikol Mekom Nira Di Imratza Lefarid Achet Harshus Biyado. He certainly is encouraged to do so if he wants to go through his sins. Then he adds another piece over here. He says, maybe we can reconcile Rabbi Akiva with our minhag of Aleph Beta. Od efshar lomar, delo omar Rabbi Akiva ela demefaret osam bekol ram, al belach hashapir dami lemifrat kidei sheyisbayesh yoser. In other words, Rabbi Akiva derives from the pasuk Ashrei Kisui Chata. That's as far as Bein Adam Limakom is concerned. You don't want to publicize your sins because that could bring to a zilzal. You know, people will be very careless about sin. They'll say, "Oh, look at him." So that period achet has to be done in the privacy of his home. Why? Because if he's going to be mefarit the chet publicly, then he violates the principle of Ashrei Kisui Chato. But Rabbi Akiva would certainly encourage him, the lachash, if he's not publicizing it, even if he's davening in a tzibur, but he's saying his own shtil Shmon Esrei, Shafer Dami Lemifrat. It's a good idea to mention your specific sins. And why? Kidei she is bayish yoser. Again, it's very interesting. Normally we identify busha as, you know, birshus haravim, like public busha. Here he's saying that there's a busha that I experience within the confines of me, myself, and I. And that's called balachash. Now, what I'd like to study with you in the few minutes that we have, you'll tell me when you have to go, is the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, which you'll find on page 9. Let me give you an overview or highlight what he's trying to say. We had the problem of the Ramban. The Ramban requires vidui on Erev Yom HaKippurim d'oraisa, lifnei Hashem titaru. And now we're talking about tefillah zaka as a fulfillment of the Ramban's dictum. But it's not recited be'amida like vidui, and there's no framework of tefillah. Every other vidui is in the framework of tefillah. So in his sefer called Yerach LeMoadim, Rav Olshin, I know him, I don't know him personally, but I only know him as the son-in-law of my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Dov Schwarzman, which makes him a grandson of Rav Baron Kotler. In any event, Rav Yerucham Olshin says the following. And again, we're just skimming the surface of this whole presentation, which is a full page, and even this page is only a synopsis. He says that there are two categories of vidui, that they're fundamentally different, two mitzvahs of vidui. There's one mitzvah of vidui, which is part of tshuva. And there's another mitzvah, which is part of Yom Kippur. He says, "V'yom haKippurim yesh chiyuv vidui l'chol yochid v'yochid k'tol b'mitzvas vidui shel kohen gadol b'yom haKippurim." The vidui of Yom Kippur is basically a vidui of karban that's derived from the paradigmic case of the kohen gadol reciting vidui on the seir. That's called vidui al karban. That vidui is established on Yom haKippurim itself, integrated into the Seder at Tfilos. Why? Because Tfilah is Keneged Avoda. We don't have Karbonos today. Instead, our replacement for the Karbonos are the Tfilos. So Tfilah equals Karbon. And Karbon requires Vidui. Not only that, but the carbon of Yom Kippur has its own parsha, its own source in the Torah to require vidui. So the tefillos of Yom HaKippurim require vidui because that's our avoda to replace the avodas hakarbonos at the time that the Mikdash stood. But then there's another kind of vidui that is connected to tshuva and has nothing to do with the avodas hakarbonos, and therefore it doesn't have to be related to a Seder HaTefillah. And Rav Olshin wants to identify the Ramban's vidui of Erev Yom Kippur as a vidui of tshuva. And why? What gives him the green light to say so? because the Ramban writes Kideshi Kades Layom Bitshuva. He wants him to enter into Yom HaKippur. He's already in a state of tshuva. That vidui is a vidui of tshuva and has nothing to do with tefillah. When does vidui integrated into the framework of tefillah? That's when you're talking about a vidui to replace the vidui of a karma. Because our avoda is meant, our tefillah is meant to replace the avoda of the karbanos. So now the Ibn Habib asks, where do we find a vidui outside of the framework of tefillah? The answer is vidui shel tshuva. The Maram did not understand that the Gemara Yuma that we studied at great length, which requires vidui im chashecha, was talking about a vidui of tshuva. The Maram assumed that that vidui is a vidui of Yom Kippur. And all the viduyim of Yom HaKippur are all, 100% all of them, incorporated into the structure of tefillah. How then could be a tefillah of the Ramban Erev Yom HaKippurim outside of the framework of tefillah? The answer is because the Ramban's vidui of Erev Yom Kippur is a vidui of tshuva. It's not a vidui of tefillah of Avodas HaKorbanos. So if you ask me, in the yeshivas today, are they makbid to recite tefillah zak? I'll tell you yes. If you ask me, are they makbid to stand for tefillah zak? I would tell you no. And the answer is because that vidui of Erev Yom Kippur through tefillah zak is fundamentally different than the viduyim of Yom HaKippurim, all of which are viduyim in the framework of tefillah. Why? Because we don't have the Avodas HaKohen. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. What we have is the tefillah to replace the Beis HaMikdash. And in our tefillahs, we recite vidui. But not so with regard to the vidui of Erev Yom HaKippurim of the Ramban. That vidui is not al seder tefillah, because that vidui is a vidui of tshuva, not a vidui of Yom HaKippurim. Why is it so close to Yom HaKippurim? The Torah wants us to go to enter into Yom HaKippurim when we're in a state of tshuva. And therefore we need vidui. So I'll just very quickly read to you. He writes in Yerach Lemoadim the Ramban, Svirle de Ikar Avidui Shal Tshuva Eino Tzorach Lios Bitfilo Kat Svirle de Erev Yom Kippur Chozer Misvad Lachar Suda Masek Zav Pishenu Bitfilo. And this will answer the Ha'orah of the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the Maram Ibn Habib. Umashe Kovu Kol Aviduim Shal Yom HaKippurim V'Tfilo Svila Ramban Zem Nemar Al Vidui Shal Yom HaKippurim Atzma V'lo Al Vidui Shal Erev Yom HaKippurim U'bir Adovar Te'ikir Yisod Chobos Vidui B'Yom HaKippurim is based on the Urayim. He says Vidui Yom HaKippurim Tzivonu Yotzer L'Kayin Gadol Shisvada. And Tolados the mitzvahs Kohen Gadol, as a result of the mitzvah Kohen Gadol, Tzivu Chachomim Shekol Yisrael Yisvadu. Again, I don't know what he means by Chachomim here, but in any event, mitzvahs vidui of Yochid on Yom HaKippurim is not just a separate Chovas vidui d'alma and part of mitzvahs tshuva, but rather it's part of Yom Kippur. And it's a chiyuv of vidui that's not, that separates itself from the vidui of the entire year. And it's derived from, it's a spin-off of the mitzvah vidui Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. And the reason why all are viduyim of B'toch HaTfilos is because these are viduyim of the Kohen Gadol on the tzibah. There's a replacement or an extension derived from the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on the karbon. And the Chachom established that vidui has to be b'tefillah, because tefillah has a din of avodah. As the Gemara establishes in Brachas Chavavim and Beis, tefillos keneged tmidim tiknu. So it means that on Erev Yom Kippur there's a chiyuv vidui, but that's because he should enter into Yom Kippur in tshuva. Whereas the vidui and all the viduim of Yom HaKippurim, those are an extension of the vidui of Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, that's already Aloch and Avoda, or Tefillah Keneged Avoda. And that's what the Rabban means, that the Vidui of Erev Yom Kippurim is Kedei Sheikanes LeYom B'Tshuva. Mevuar, Te'inyan HaVidui Shel Erev Yom HaKippurim Hu Kedei Sheikanes LeYom B'Tshuva Lo Mitzad HaVidui Shel Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. B'Nimtza Lefi Zed, the Mitzvahs Vidui, the Erev Yom HaKippur, Mitzvahs Vidui Shel Yom HaKippur, Trei Mitzvahs Nifrados Lagamrihem, U'mechulokame Be'ika Yisod Dinam. So we understand, number one, why the Vidui of the Ramban is not in the Mizgeret of Tefillah, because it's a Chuvaduk of Vidui, and we understand why Tefillah Zaka, or any Vidui that fulfills the Ramban's dictum, can be recited by yeshiva. It's not part of tefillah, it's not part of the avoda. The requirement of standing for vidui is because it's a vidui ala karbon. All the avodas hakarbonos always have to be implemented be'amida. But the vidui of Erev Yom Kippur, which is vidui tshuva, that doesn't require amida. And therefore it makes sense that when we try to fulfill the Ramban Shita, through, for example, tefillah zaka, we could do so even be yeshiva. Okay then, we'll stop here. Thank you.